Power in Gratitude, Mead. When my older son was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, my first reaction was relief. I finally knew the reason for his behavior. However, I was also overwhelmed with sadness, fear, and anger. I felt sorry for my son and for myself. Like many others in similar circumstances, my question to God was, "Why me?" Through the grace of God, I am now able to focus on my gratitude. I believe God chose me to raise my son because he knew that I would give him the best I have. He will teach me to love and understand him for who he is. I am grateful that I have my son and grateful that God chose me to be his mother. There is power and healing in gratitude. How can gratitude help us in our everyday lives as moms? Think about the difference you can make in your family's life just by noticing and being thankful for all the great things they do. When you express gratitude, you show your love and appreciation. Everyone needs to feel these things every day. Sometimes as moms, we feel that no one appreciates us, and it is true that moms are usually last on the list to be thanked. One way you can teach gratitude is by example. Even on the days when it seems your children or husband are doing everything wrong, find a reason to thank them. Take the time and energy to look for the good. Think about the things that your family does that deserve a thank you. You might say to your husband, "Thank you for working so hard for our family." Or to your child, "I really appreciate your sense of humor. It feels good to laugh." Expressing your gratitude helps family members to understand how it feels to be appreciated. And if they still don't catch on, let them know when you feel unappreciated. You can also tell them how great it makes you feel when they do express gratitude. Gratitude is a wonderful motivator when you need cooperation. When enlisting the help of my 2-year-old, I praise him often and with enthusiasm. I let him know that he is a great helper. I know I am teaching him appreciation because he expresses it to me. The other day, I brought a bunch of multicolored roses home. For 5 days, at least once or twice a day, my son thanked me for the flowers.